Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton, who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Davalillo scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Stanley moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Askew to Whitfield and they have Horton trapped. The throw over to Brown, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Euler for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Cash reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton throws the ball into Wirt, who relays the ball to Smith, who tags Wagner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Davalillo scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Stanley moves to third. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Al Kaline pinch hits for Ray Euler. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas pinch hits for Joe Sparma. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Orlando Pena now pitching. George Smith now playing shortstop. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Stanley moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Bill Davis pinch hits for Joe Askew. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. Alvis moves to third. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Phil Roof now catching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.